fine. Trust me.
Here we go.
Okay. Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. We have with us tonight, oh, God, I'm so happy, the Flamingos. I love the song. It's so apropos for Valentine's Day. John, how are you tonight?
Good. How is everybody out there tonight?
Oh, good, good. Big night tonight. We got the Oscars. We're hoping our former guest, Regina Graves, is a big winner tonight. And I'm looking forward to catching that and seeing her take home that trophy. Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be very nice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, tonight we are with you, sponsored by the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Moments Video in Kitnersville, Pennsylvania, and KWV Wines. Tonight with us, we have Mr. Terry Isaiah Johnson from the Flamingos. And if you don't remember, Terry, should I sing it or you?
You can do it.
I think let me hear you do it. I only have eyes for you. I'd rather do the ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Terry, how are you? Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Joanne. I'm so happy to be talking with you right now.
Yes, we're glad to have you. Yeah. So, I mean, after all these years, I mean, it's been, 40 years? Has it been 40 years or more?
Jeez, 40 years? How old are you?
Well, I'm 55, but I'm talking about the song.
I'm talking about the song.
Has it been 40 years since it hit, basically, or roughly?
No, it was
59.
How about 60?
Wow, 60 years. And you decided to do a remaster of it, and you are doing a new take on it. What made you want to do that?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. I went to Nashville to record an original song because I wanted to shop it to some major artists. And after I finished the recording, the executive producer, Paul Kasofsky, wanted the musicians to record a track on I Only Have Eyes for You, since I'm one of the Flamingos. And
right.
He wanted to do it for one of his other artists. So I hung around to hear what it would sound like.
Mm.
And I fell in love with the track. And the producer, Jimmy Nichols, asked me to go into the booth and lay down a vocal idea so that the artist could get a feel of it. And when they heard me, they decided to record it on me instead of the artist. And they liked how I delivered it.
It's a sexy and
fresh recording, and for all generations, and I really love it. I mean, I think it's just super.
Excellent.
And Joanne, I think we have a clip of this. If you want us to play, we can play a little clip of it. Let's hear it.
Let's play
it. Out tonight.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, only you.
Oh, mom.
The moon may be.
Excellent.
Nice.
I heard you singing with me.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I apologize if I ruined your song.
Cool.
I'm so sorry. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Thanks. Thank
I am missing the Shabbat Shabbat. I'm missing that though.
Well, it comes in there. It comes in there. You just have to wait for it.
Good. So tell us, other than this new recording and you're going into the studio and trying to go and do some new music, what have you been doing since the Flamingos have had their heyday? I mean, what's been going on with you?
Okay, well, let me just tell you a little history of it.
Yes, please.
When I was 14 years old, I formed my first group called The Whispers out of Baltimore. And we recorded 4 songs at Gotham Records in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And that made some noise for us. But then I had the pleasure of meeting some friends of mine, with the Flamingos. And they came to Baltimore, and I became their musical and vocal arranger, lead singer, and first tenor.
Nice.
And I recorded 3 albums with them.
Wow.
I also wrote our first crossover hit, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, which took us from the R&B market to the pop market. And I arranged our biggest hit, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Wow.
I left the Flamingos and formed my own group with Nate Nelson. And we performed as Terry Johnson's Modern Flamingos and also under the name of The Star Glows. We had a song called Let's Be Lovers.
Mm. Nice.
Then I went on to Motown Records as Smokey Robinson's writing and producing partner. I wrote songs and produced for The Miracles, The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, David Ruffin, Jimmy Ruffin, Edward Saab, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and so many more.
Wow.
After Motown, I continued to perform with my wife, and we produced 6 shows for Royal Caribbean Cruise Line for their entertainment programs on their mega ships.
Really?
And I've continued to record. Right. I've continued to record. And in 2017, I broke the record for the largest running number one song on the European indie charts with my song Knock Knock Let Me In, which was number one for 4 weeks straight. And then in 2018, I had another song stay at number one for 3 weeks called Ooya Wit.
Ooya
Wit. So I've been busy.
Nice. Good for you. Good for you. So you do a lot of the cruises, I guess? I know they do a lot of the Flower Power and what's the other one they do? Oh, geez, I can't think of it. I guess the Motown one, too. I guess you do those as well?
Well, yeah, but like what I was talking about with when my wife and I did the shows for Royal Caribbean, we were with them for 7 years straight.
Wow.
So that kept us busy, you know what I mean? So we were writing and producing also on the ships.
Right. Well, you got an amazing writing credit background. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
You don't even have to work. You can live off the royalties from that.
I love you, Joanne. You're cool.
Oh, God. So let me see. So now what are you doing now? I mean, now we got this new song. How are we promoting it? What are we doing? Are you going to be performing soon everywhere? Or tell us about it.
Yes, I will. But see, now here's the only thing. This is my solo career.
Right.
I still have my group, the Flamingos, and we're still working. But I want to do something like on my own and another source of revenue. And so this is my solo career. So I'm linked in with the Flamingos, of course, but I just want you to know that I'm going to be doing some things on my own also. We're also going to Nashville on the 17th and do a video with this song. It's going to be so special. When you see the video, you're going to say, oh, man, it's going to make you want to fall in love.
How'd you wind up in Nashville? How did we go from R&B to country? How did that happen? I know Nashville's like the number one, music center around, but, how does R&B go to country? How'd that happen?
I write all kinds of songs, and the executive producer, Paul Kosofsky, he likes Nashville. He likes the musicians, and he always has the best musicians, and he's got one of the better producers there, Jimmy Nichols. So, like I said, I had these songs that I wanted him to, I was trying to pitch it to a country artist or any artist, and he likes that studio, so that's how I wound up being there.
Yeah.
And I really love it there because it's Reba McEntire Studio, Starstruck Studio. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just.
Now on the other. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm sorry, but like my partner and Teresa and I produced the vocals. Jimmy Nichols produced the music. And Paul Kosofsky was the executive producer. He put some money behind it. The musicians were the best in Nashville.
Mm.
And they had recorded with all the wide variety of, you know, superstars in the music industry. So that's how I really wound up being in Nashville, because they have a great reputation for the best musicians, the best studios.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the flamingos that you're playing with now, are they original flamingos? Or are you the only original flamingo?
I'm the only original. All the rest of them have passed on.
I thought so.
It's one left, and he's Tommy Hunt, and he lives in England.
Okay.
And I don't really think he's singing anymore. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm the only one still carrying the name. I have the trademark.
Right.
And so I'm legit.
Right. So how old were you when I Only Have Eyes for You hit the charts and went to the top?
Trying to guess my age, aren't you?
No, I just want to know the feeling and the excitement that you had when it happened.
Was like 19 or 20, I believe.
And it must have been
amazing. Believe I was 19 or 20. It was.
It must have been amazing to hear it on the radio for the first time. Your family must have freaked out and all that. And it's like,
oh, they did.
God. Yeah. And then it was just
so exciting.
Nonstop from there. No stopping you from there, right?
That's right, kiddo.
Wow. And what songs did you write with Smokey, by the way? That
Here I Go Again, Baby, Baby, Don't Cry, which got me a big award.
Oh, nice.
Melinda by Bobby Taylor. Build Your Love on a Strong Foundation with Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, wow.
Edward Starr is, I can't even remember all of them. It was so many songs.
Wow.
I can't remember them all off the top of my head.
Right. So now let's say, okay, you're 19, everything's taken off. Do you do the Motown tour on the bus and all that? And you know, what is that experience like for you at that age? The Motown with
I wasn't doing the tour with Motown. I did the tour with the Flamingos. That was a bus tour and all that stuff. But when I got with Smokey, we flew everywhere. You know, I was with him constantly.
Mm.
We were like 24/7. You know, I was writing these songs and he was writing the lyrics and, you know, and we had another singer, another producer and writer with us. His name was Al Cleveland. So it was three of us.
Mm.
And we were always together, always writing, because that's the way you do it.
Right. You're still writing, obviously.
Terry, Joanne.
Sure.
What's up, John?
Terry, now you wanted to be a saxophone. You wanted to be a saxophone player at the start, and then you got a guitar. So, did you write all your songs, or do you write all your songs on the guitar? Is that how you do it?
Yes. The saxophone story was when I was very young. I heard Red Prosser doing hand clapping. I mean, it was so soulful to me. I said, oh, I want to play saxophone.
Mm.
And my mother took me to the music store to get a saxophone for me. And I wanted a Selmer tenor saxophone. They didn't have that. They had a Selmer alto, but I didn't want the alto. I want the bigger horn. And they said, well, you know, they could order it for me. It would take about 3 weeks to get there. It's 3 weeks.
They had to build it. They had to build it. It was bigger than you.
No, it wasn't that bad. But, like, my mother was trying to pull me in my hand. She said, okay, baby, we'll just come back in three weeks. And I was like, no, wait. I wanted something. I wasn't going to leave that store without something. And I looked up on the wall. They had a whole row of these beautiful guitars. I said, no, that's what I want. I want a guitar. So she said, okay, are you sure? I said, yes. So I got the guitar. And I studied it and learned how, you know, do everything I wanted to do with it. And then later in life, I bought a few saxophones, and I finished my dream with the saxophones.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. And why'd you guys split in 1960? I mean, did everybody just want to pursue their own project? Because you went on to do the Modern Flamingos. You continued to carry the name of the Flamingos. However, Tommy Hunt left, and, you know, and then you had this. I mean, what was the reason? Everybody wanted to do a different project, or they just got tired of it? Or?
It's the same old story, Joanne. Even the Beatles. You know, like, you know, you have a group and your songs are hits.
Right.
And everybody's telling you, oh, you don't need that. You don't need that person. You don't need the group. You should be a star by yourself. You should do this. And
right.
That's the way it happens. You know, like
right.
Everybody, like Tommy, he really kind of broke up the group when he left and
right.
did Human. You know what I mean? We didn't know what he was going to do. And when we found out that he did it, then all of a sudden it was like a problem. We were having arguments among ourselves. And,
right.
You know, so same old story. It's the same story. It just keeps going around and around. Different people, different faces.
Yeah.
Same story.
No, it just drives me crazy when they leave. I mean, it's okay if you're going to leave and pursue your own project. But, you know, to go and join another group that's already existed,
right, that's stupid.
You know. That kind of sucks, you know. It's like, what are you trying to say to me,
right.
You know? Yeah, you know, because, you know, I mean, we had, who went to the Dell Vikings? Oh, God. What's his name? He went to the Dell Vikings. Shoot. Give me a minute.
It wasn't
I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. And not Jake and... Frank. He left, and then he went and joined the Dell Vikings. Frank Ayers.
Frank, from which group? From what group was he in?
He was in yours. Was he not? Am I wrong? I'm sorry. I'm
Frank
lost
Ayers?
Today. Yeah, Frank Ayers.
Well, that had to be after I left.
Yeah, it was definitely, because it was in 1980.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I was doing my own thing then. But, that's the same, though. You know, why would he leave and go with the Dell Vikings?
Right.
I don't know.
I could understand, you know, if you're going to leave and do a solo project or something, but to go
right.
join another band, that's like, you know, smack in the face. But you know what? Who cares?
It is.
You went on, and you scored all these amazing songs, worked with all these fantastic songwriters. Are you still friends with, still tight with Smokey?
Of course.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Friends forever.
Absolutely.
Friends
I love
forever.
Smokey. Yeah, Smokey's
yeah,
fantastic.
Too.
So now, if anybody wanted to get a copy of the new version of I Only Have Eyes for You, where can they get that?
Okay. You can get my my music from Spotify, Apple Music, the iTunes Store, Amazon Music, Google Play, Tidal, Napster.
Oh, you're everywhere.
And you can get those links from my website. At hotfunrecords.com or isaiahterryjohnson.com.
There you go. So where can we expect to see you performing now, either with the Flamingos or solo?
Well, going to be with the Flamingos March the 6th at Terrytown Music Hall in Terrytown, New York.
Nice.
And then March the 7th, I'll be at the Count Basie Theater in
Red
Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah. Nice, Count Basie. Oh, my God. I've been there many, many times. Long time ago.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it's nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's see. Obviously, you still write. I know that. I mean, once you're a writer, you don't stop. But
that's right.
The music that you are writing now, is it more... I don't want to say in sync with today's music because... I don't know if you would
but it
do
is.
That. It is.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
In other words, like, I can't record the old stuff because that, you know, it's, I just can't because I'm living today. I can't live back in the past.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So.
Right. Now, the stuff you're
because
writing,
I,
are you
like,
go ahead.
Well, like I was saying, I have these two songs, Knock, Knock, Let Me In, and
right.
Ooh, You're With. That's today's music. So
right.
a lot of compliments, a lot of play on that. Especially
oh,
not,
sure.
not let me in.
Right,
yeah.
right. So now do you write, have you written anything for any of the current artists that are out now, these young people that are out there nowadays? Has any of your music?
No, well, see, that's why I was getting with this the executive producer, Paul Sukofsky, because, like, he has knowledge of so many of the stars that's out today, and that's what I was shooting for. Maybe. And then just for fun, you know, just to do I Only Have Eyes for You because I was there.
Right.
And he had an artist that, you know, is young today, and he asked me to just lay down a feel for him, so, you know, he can get a feel for what I was doing.
Yeah.
And when I did it, they said, "Oh no, you got to do it. You got to be the one to do this song because
right.
I don't think anybody can do it the way you are doing it. They like my style of it." So
right.
I was really happy about that.
Right. Is there anything that you have written or have thought about writing for a specific artist today, and who would it be? Out of these young guys that are out there now.
I can't say today, but right. like I wrote, I can't remember his name. This song is called Until Then, and I wrote it for I can't remember the name. I can't remember. Big country artist.
That was my next question. Has any of your music been recorded by country artists since you've been dabbling over in Nashville?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said that was my next question for you. Has any of your songs been recorded by any country artist since you've been dabbling over in Nashville?
Well, the one I was telling you about is Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, nice.
That was one of the other reasons why we got in Nashville, because, like, they're dear friends with Paul Kasofsky. And so this song Until Then is it's so beautiful. And
yeah.
It's a duet song for a man and a woman, so
I'm waiting for them.
She's go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna ask you what else has Paul done that we would know, that he's produced? Any artists, famous artists that we would know, so we get a feel for his style. I mean, not that it sticks, but every artist is different and has a different quality. But, you know, sometimes you can tell when it's the same producer based on, you know, certain things.
Well, he had done some of the soundtrack for Lion Sleeps at Night.
Ah,
he
nice.
He pitched that. Yeah, he pitched that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember everything he's done. I'm still fairly new with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did.
Hey, Harry.
Wait. I want to ask you this question because because he on I can't think of a name. Taylor Swift.
It's okay.
With Taylor Swift, he was on her first record.
Really?
He was with her father and he put money in behind it and really helped to get that first record of hers started to make it who she is today.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So he's
that's
really,
great.
Yeah, he's big in the business.
Yeah, yeah, cool. John, I'm sorry. What'd you want, honey? What's your question?
Yeah, I have
yeah.
a question with Terry. Terry, how did you get involved with Boyz II Men, being their producer? How'd you go about that?
Okay.
Great question, John. Thank you so much.
It's a good question. It's a good question. A lady named Teresa Page got in touch with me to do a documentary with people like Lil Anthony and Imperials.
Great stuff.
All of the great stars from the past, a documentary, and like the Jimmy Merchant of the teenagers, and you know, and so we did that documentary, and then at the same time, Boyz II Men manager got in touch with her, and said that they were doing an album for, you know, it's like the oldie stuff. And they had chosen me to do I Only Have Eyes for You on them.
Nice.
And so I went to L.A. and I think East West Studio, which is the studio where Frank Sinatra recorded his biggest hits and Barbara Streisand, her biggest hits, Tony Bennett.
East West is a big studio.
Yes, it is. So I recorded them, and Sean, he was the lead singer, the one with the high voice, and he was crying. He said it was such a thrill for him to – he said he grew up with that song. He first fell in love with that song, and that to actually have the person who produced it then to produce him now. And he was so, I mean, he was so emotional.
Nice.
His tears was coming down his eyes. He was wiping his eyes. He was so happy. And it sounded great. Mm. But what happened, they took too long. They took too long to finish the rest of the album, and Sony just got tired of waiting for them.
Oh,
so they
man.
Put it out, and I put it out half-assed. They didn't put, they didn't get the promotion behind it. They should have.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. I was going to say, you said something that triggered something in me, and I lost it because you started talking about your story.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. No, don't be. Please. I'm sorry. My computer crashed, so I don't have access to your information.
Okay.
So thank God John is saving me here. So.
Yeah.
John, what other questions do you have from the list?
Well, I got one.
What is
with all the people, all the new stars that are out there today playing around, who would you want to share the stage with, Terry? Who's a band or a performer that you'd like to be on stage with?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno
Mars. I love him. I think this kid has so much talent. You know what
so
I mean?
Talented.
And he respects me because he said, I can't think. I'm putting on the spot. Rolling Stone magazine. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He had put in there, if you ever have a problem or you get in a battle with your woman, and she's mad with you, he said, just play. I only have eyes for you. He said, she'll come right into your arms and make everything all right. Yeah. So, I really respect him. He's a talented person, but I would love to work on a show with him.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I've seen him
live.
I mean, what a show. He's definitely a talented guy.
Yeah,
me too. Oh, my God. And to think he didn't even start out. He started out as a writer, and now he's a phenomenal entertainer.
Right.
Normal.
So now,
let's see. So you have, other than the single, the new single, you're working on a new CD or just doing the single
now? Yes, I am. I'm working on a new CD with my flamingos. And one of the top things in that album is Ode to Barry White.
Oh,
many
nice.
Of Barry White songs, but in my way that I heard it, like all the singing lead. No one person's doing all the lead. We break it up, and it's just everywhere we go. And when we do it, people just standing ovation. They won't stop clapping. I have to that's enough. That's enough. and some of the older flamenco songs, like Lovers Never Say Goodbye and Besame Mucho and Mio Amore, songs that I haven't recorded before on an album with this group. And it's just about ready. I'm mixing and mastering it now. So I'll say within about 2 months it should be released.
Nice. Now, where did you get the new flamingos? Are they anybody we would know or just some guys you knew in the business?
No, they're just people that I saw and I heard the talent and I talked with them and we struck a deal and signed under contract, and they're good people with great voices. They blend very well with me.
Are they younger guys or roughly same age, middle age? Or what are we talking
about? Well, the one he's about 60. His name is Starling Newsom, mm-hmm. and the other one he's a little bit older. And his name is Stan Princeton.
Nice. And
my wife also, she sings background with me and some lead, and she's also my musical director.
And
her name is Teresa Trigg.
Thank you. I was going to say your wife's name. Great, great.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if anybody knows, but, I mean, I only have eyes for you. It's been recorded by other people, too. I mean, you got, Garfunkel? He definitely did it.
Yeah, he recorded it.
I never heard of
it. It sounds just like the version that I recorded on the flamingos, but he's doing it without the doobop chabops.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Bublé.
Yeah, Bublé. Yeah, he has it out now.
Terry, when you perform on the road, do you have a band that goes with you, or do you hire musicians in different places that you go to?
Always have the top musicians. I always get the top musicians to be with me for my shows.
Nice.
Now,
tonight.
Do you guys rehearse beforehand, or do you just come and just go on stage without any rehearsals or anything? How do you do that?
Oh, no. Well, see, I always have the best musicians. So, you know, my music is already charted out, so I have the musicians that can come in, and on the spur of the moment, they can just play it, and, you know, easy.
Nice.
That's right. Yep.
Wow. Wow. And it's also on the 500 greatest songs of all time. Of all time. I only have iTunes.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right.
And music. Well, you know what? Music from back in the 50s, it's just, you can't let it go. It won't die, and it shouldn't die.
It won't die.
And it better not, because
right.
We need it. We need it. We need that kind
oh,
of music.
That's sweet.
We do.
That's
we
sweet.
Need
I have one, more question for Terry. Hey,
sure.
Terry,
okay.
Out of all the venues that you played all over the world, what was the one that stands out in your mind as one of the best places that you've ever played?
Oh, nice question.
Hard question.
Yeah. Or your favorite.
Does anything stick out?
Well, I can think of two. One was the Beacon Theater in New York.
Oh, that's nice and small and intimate. I like that.
Yeah, and the other one is in L.A., and I can't remember. It's where they always have the Oscars. I can't think of the name. I'm sorry.
Oh, where are the Oscars tonight? Oh, geez. They're
I know,
tonight.
Right.
Oh, God, right. I don't even know.
I can't think of it.
Yeah, so
who's
the most I'm sure you've had opening acts. What was your favorite opening act that you've had open for you?
Good question.
Sorry.
So many.
I know, right?
I've had so many. Yeah. Oh, that's a. I don't know. My mind feels like it's saying.
Yeah, I know. That's me tonight too. I am so sorry. But, well, Terry, if there's anything else you'd like to add in regard to letting people know where they can find out more about you, please let us know. We could go to Terry Isaiah. Is it TerryIsaiahJohnson.com or just TerryJohnson.com?
No, TerryIsaiahJohnson.com.
Right, TerryIsaiahJohnson.com.
And Hot Fun Records. And my record label, HotFunRecords.com, is my record label. And that has all the information about where we're going to be and what we're doing and, you know, all the information about us.
Well, folks, if you guys, Valentine's is next week. Well, this week.
That's right.
Yeah. I Only Have Eyes for You. Get the new version. It's really good. It's fantastic. And play it that night. I'm sure you're going to get a little action, right? It happens right a little bit.
I love
I'm
you,
sure
too. You're
to
cool.
It's happened for you, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that song's gotten you a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. They call it the baby-making song.
Exactly. Now you're doing all the Barry White baby-making songs, too.
Oh, I'm telling you. Wait till you hear it. It's dynamite.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Okay.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And, you know, if you want to come back and announce your CD release, we're more than welcome to have you back. And it's been an absolute pleasure, sir. And I apologize I wasn't prepared for you, but I enjoyed having you on tremendously. It was a pleasure, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank
and
you, Terry.
John. It's been a pleasure for me, and I'd love to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the
sir.
Best
you
to you.
Yes, good
thank
luck,
you, my
Terry.
Friend.
And, yes, take care, and happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
All right, honey. Take
Bye.
Care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I'm going to go out with this.
Stars out
there you
tonight.
Go.
Got to hear it again.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you.
You don't have the
absolutely
record?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I love
oh,
it.
Oh, I do. Yes, I
do
yeah, we got
wait,
the...
Wait, do you have the record?
I've got the MP3. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I just
You're
don't have access
it?
To it. Well, that's
no, we
get.
Can't play that one. It's the only one we loaded up.
Yeah, because we only had to snip it. But, oh, I love it. I love the little extra in there, that too, that you throw in there. It's wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
Cool. All right. Well, so I hope you play it.
We will.
And I hope your listeners love it.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Please. I'm sure they're listening right now and enjoying what they just heard. You kidding me?
Okay.
Who's not going to like that?
Yeah, true that.
Exactly. Well, Terry, thank you so much. All right, take care.
Good luck, okay?
All right, Donnie.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
All
right, Johnny boy. We have tonight, we've got Regina Graves is going to be on the Oscars. She is a former guest of ours and a former fellow Harrisonian where I grew up, and really wishing her well, hoping she wins tonight. And we were supposed to have on Adam Weissmuller tonight. He's Johnny Weissmuller, Tarzan's grandson. Unfortunately, he had to cancel due to unforeseen circumstances. However, he will be back. But we did get a call yesterday from Mr. Michael Cole. I haven't had a chance to call him back yet, and I think we may be having him back on Wednesday by popular demand. Michael Cole from the Mod Squad. We had such a blast with him, and what a wonderful show. And so I think he may be joining us on Wednesday. So I haven't had a chance to call him. I'm going to call him after we get off the air. But I apologize, folks, for not being 100% with it today. My computer crashed, so I have nothing in front of me other than Terry Isaiah Johnson. That's exactly what is written down. But what a wonderful guy. Love the song. And it just, the new version is really fantastic. I mean, you know, hey, let's bring the oldies back. And if we have to bring it back in a way for people who are going to listen to it, let's do it, you know. And let the person who's actually sang it do it instead of somebody doing it via auto tune or something, you know? So I love that. I just love everything about it. But guys, thank you.
Why don't you tell
the
sponsors one more time, Joanne? Tell everybody about our sponsors.
Doing it right now, yeah. Just want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, John. Thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines, and Precious Moments Videos in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania. Check them out on our website or their website as well. So
that's Precious Memory Video and Bigfoot Bloodbath.
Oh man! Hold on, Precious Memory. Fuck, I'm telling you, I'm a mess today. I apologize. Oh my God, John, did you have a good weekend, hon?
Oh yes, very good.
Good for
very
you.
Good.
I good for you. Mine was a little hectic, so that's why I'm a little out of it today, but I loved having Terry on. Thank you so much again, Terry. John, thank you. I'm going to check out the Oscars and hope Regina brings home that trophy, and we'll see you guys Wednesday. Sound fair?
Sounds good. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Take care. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a good night.